Now, we're going to move on to module number 4. It's 9:07, and we are moving on to module number 4, which is where we're talking about fears, your career reinvention fears. And it's important because the thing to know about career reinvention is that fear is going to be your companion throughout the process. And this is something that a lot of people don't want to hear. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, I need to get over my fear because, you know, it's blocking me. Well, what I want to say to you right up front is that you're not going to be able to, quote unquote, get rid of your fear. Because fear is a biological response that we're hardwired as humans to feel. It's a feeling. And it's a feeling that has a reason. You know, there's a reason that we're actually wired to feel fear. It's to keep us safe. And, you know, that comes back from, you know, back in caveman times where, you know, we're faced with a saber-toothed tiger and, boy, that fear response clicks in and the adrenaline's going and we're feeling anxious and we're running. But it's what assures the survival of the species. And even today, you know, you're going to naturally fear fear. And if you step off a curb and into an oncoming car, you're going to feel fear. So there are fear in and of itself is a feeling that has use. So you don't want to get rid of it because, again, it keeps us safe. But where fear starts to create issues is that that same physical response can also happen when we are not in danger. It can happen in situations where we're just pushing ourselves outside our comfort zone. And that's where we start to have a problem that can derail us in our career reinvention. So it's important to understand that, again, you're not going to get rid of fear because it's there. It's there to stay. We're humans. So the goal in career reinvention is to learn how to manage your fear and how to partner with your fear rather than try to master it and say, you know, beat it into submission. No. That's not it. It takes too much energy, frankly, to try to do that. So you're going to learn to work with your fear because, again, it's a constant companion, but it's a great tool because it helps you identify the areas in which you need to move forward. So let's talk about the two different kinds of fears, and I talk about this also in my book, so it's a little bit of a recap from the 10 Laws of Career Reinvention, that there are two types of fears. One is functional fears, and those are the ones that keep us out of danger and create healthy boundaries. As I said, you know, stepping into an oncoming car, we're feeling fear. That's a functional fear. Hey, we're in imminent danger that we need to change something to make sure that we are not we're not putting ourselves in peril. Then, in opposite to those functional fears, there are false fears, and those are the ones that keep us from pursuing something good. And that's the false fear is, say, for example, you're going in for an interview and you're feeling that same kind of anxiety and adrenaline and heart pumping, but that's in the face of something good. It's something that you want to be doing. You're not in imminent danger, but your body is reacting like it's in imminent danger. So you want to begin to distinguish between functional fears and false fears. And that is something that is the tool that helps you manage your fears in the career reinvention realm. What is a functional fear and what is a false fear? And so functional fears are ones, as I said, where you are in imminent danger of something happening. So it's a situation that exists today that requires you to take action in the moment to forestall a negative outcome. Step it off a curb, you better, you know, change action, take action immediately to forestall a negative outcome. And a false fear is when your mind goes to potential negative outcomes that may or may not happen in the distant future. So many of those fears that you're experiencing can be put into perspective simply by asking yourself whether or not you're in danger in this actual moment, or whether or not what you're afraid is happening right now. Is this something? So one of the examples that I love to give from the book is, you know, a functional fear, say, let's go back to the interviewing example. The functional fear is, you know, they're reporting heavy traffic today, so I better start out early for my interview. I don't want to be late, okay? A false fear is, what if I'm late for my interview next week? So this is how you distinguish between whether or not you need to take action or whether or not you just need to manage your fear. So, again, when you're feeling this fear, If it's not a functional fear where you absolutely have to take action, if it's a false fear, it's not that you won't feel it, but you need to take action in spite of feeling that false fear. So those are the things. That's what you want to do. So it's not about not having the feeling. It's about not allowing the feeling to stop you from taking action. So there are a number of tactics that you can use to manage your fears. So you can talk to people, sharing and support, friends, therapists, coaches who've been through what you're facing or can act as a sounding board for you. Or you can walk down memory lane, survey your past, and make a list of the times that you've succeeded despite having your fears. This is a great way to tap into your power and to remind yourself, yeah, I've experienced fear before, and I've managed to create despite this. So I can do that once again. Okay? And the next thing that you can do is you can look for role models. You know, oftentimes there are others who have overcome the very same thing that you yourself fear. And those people can provide both inspiration and tactical information about how to move past that thing that you're fearing in that moment. Another thing is to ask yourself the core question. This helps you get perspective. What's the worst that could happen? And if that happened, could I overcome it? So back to that false fear. What's the worst that could happen if you're late to your interview next week? Well, you know, is it the end of the world? No. You could actually pick up the phone. Could you overcome it? Yes, you could pick up the phone and call and say, I'm running late. So again, ways to manage and continue to take action. But as I said, fear is great because it provides us opportunities in our career reinvention. It provides us the opportunity to identify areas of growth where we need to push our boundaries and go beyond our comfort zones, because the life that we want to live is just outside our comfort zone. And if you have anything that you take away from this particular module, it's that life that you want, that vision that you have, is going to require you to step outside your comfort zone. And when you step outside your comfort zone, you will experience fear. But you want to keep stepping. You don't want to, like, run back to the comfort zone, because you won't create that vision. So once you know that this is part of the process, it's a natural part of the process. And when you're feeling that fear, it's a signal that you're moving towards having what you want. You're expanding your zone of comfort to include that vision that you have. So yes, there's going to be a while where it's uncomfortable, but once your zone expands, then that life that you're envisioning is squarely inside your comfort zone. That's when it becomes a reality. So those are the things that fear really does for you. Now, there are two habits that are going to liberate you from all of this, because oftentimes there's a lot of struggle around fear. And these are two things. These are two ways that fear show up, and I talk about this in the book. But giving up these two habits are going to really liberate you from this struggle that you might be having around how your fears are popping up. And one is to give up excuses. Law 3 is progress begins when you stop making excuses. So excuses are a manifestation of fear. So when you start saying, well, you know, I would do this, but, you know, and it's like some litany of excuses, know that you're feeling fear. And so that if you want to stop struggling in your reinvention, stop making excuses. Because once you stop making excuses, your mind can move towards the solution. And you can put that energy towards solving problems instead of saying you're having this problem and here's why. The other habit that you want to give up is complaining about a situation. Because complaining is basically excuse making in angry mode. Well, you know, I don't like this, this, and this. Well, you know, you have the power to make a shift. But complaining many times about situations is because we're afraid. We're afraid to take a step to make a shift. So knowing that, if you find yourself complaining about something, if you find yourself making excuses, that both of these are manifestations of fear, and these habits keep you struggling in your reinvention. They are what cause pain. They are what cause you to be stuck. So knowing that these are fears, these are ways your fears show up, so paying attention to, what am I complaining about? You know, and if I'm complaining about it, what am I really afraid of? You know, what change do I need to make that I'm afraid of making? You know, a great example of that is sometimes, you know, sometimes we're complaining about a job that we have. You know, we don't really like our boss. You know, our boss is, you know, kind of cut our commission plan, and we don't really like it, you know, because, you know, we've been there for a number of years, and, you know, but now the revenue's not coming in, so our commissions are going to be cut. But in reality, it's time for us to find a new job. And that's really where our energy needs to go, and that's really where the situation is showing us that we need to make a change in our job. But we're afraid to go out and make that shift. We're afraid to go out and look for a job. So what do? Instead, we complain about, oh, my commission's getting cut, you know, and I've been here 10 years and blah, 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 blah. So this is how you see. If you start complaining about something, it's really because you're afraid of taking an action that you need to take. Or if you're making excuses, well, you know, I'm old, blah, 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 this and that. Again, fears. But they will be giving those up, and seeing what's underneath them will be a beacon towards unraveling what you need to solve in order to move forward and have the dream that you want for your career.